This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now,
this is 60 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
I am very happy to welcome back to the show. Grover Norquist is the head of Americans for Tax Reform and one of the leading voices on fiscal responsibility in our country. We're grateful to have him. Grover, it was great to see you a few months ago at Bedminster. Thanks for coming on the show today, my friend.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
So we got a big vote today in Washington, this quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act, which I don't think is going to do a damn thing to reduce inflation. But how do you see this playing out?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate that they call it the Inflation Reduction Act, because for the last year and a half, we were told there was no inflation. It was transitory. It was Putin. It was greedy people. It didn't happen. It's going away tomorrow. Finally, we have to quickly pass this bill because inflation is so bad, which only came about when Biden started spending money like crazy. So the solution to that will be to spend money like crazy. So at least they've conceded on the inflation front. It may take a year for them to go, yeah, you know, the recession thing, that was real too. But we're getting there. This is a truly horrible bill. The more you look at it, the worse it is. It's not like, oh, there's the diamond in there somewhere hiding. It raises prices for energy. There is a tax on producing natural gas for everybody. Okay, they say it's only rich people going to be paid. Really? You have natural gas as part of your energy use in your life, you're paying higher taxes. There's a tax for crude oil, what they make gasoline out of. If you use gasoline, if you drive a car, you're not one of the 0.3% population that can afford an expensive electric car, you are going to have higher costs for transportation. Add to that, there's also tax on coal, okay? So the three major ways people get their energy, they're having taxes on them. And that hits everybody. So when Biden and some of these Democrats get up, even our friend Manchin got up and said, there's no tax increase here. What a liar. You know, I mean, the Coal Association of West Virginia condemned him for his stupid tax policies. They noticed there was a tax on coal. He may not have noticed it. Maybe nobody told him in the negotiation. There's a tax that will reduce the value of your 401k, your IRA. It's called the buyback, a tax on buybacks of companies that buy back their stock, which is a way to invest in their company, to take their own money that they've earned and invested in the company so the company can grow, and it raises the price of the stock so that all of their shareholders, and 60% of Americans are in the stock market now through their retirement plans. And actually more than that, all the union plans are backed by real things inside their pension. So when Biden and the Democrats go, oh, we're just attacking rich people. No, you're not. You're so old, you believe that. You believe, right? Because years and years ago, that was it.
Grover, you're right. I mean, and also, too, he says, oh, we're his pledge of not taxing anybody who makes over $400,000 a year. I mean, that's absolutely out the window with this bill.
It is. And we need to keep saying this because it cost George W. Bush his presidency. He said he wouldn't raise any tax at all. He broke his promise. He lied his way into office. And even though he successfully managed the destruction of the Soviet Union and kicked Iraq out of Kuwait without occupying the place for the next 50 years. He did a very good job, except for one thing. He raised taxes, gave us a recession, and people threw him out. And our friend, Mr. Biden, lied his way into office. The thing he said more than any other speech, we have about 100 clips of it at HER.org if you want to hear him 100 times make that same promise during the campaign and even since the campaign while he was president. He keeps saying that, and he has been made a liar by the Democrats in the House and the Senate, but of course he's been in on it.
Grover, the taxes on energy, I mean, they're already killing people. Inflation, as we're all paying more for this. Natural gas in particular, and coal, and also, obviously, taxes on oil. This is something that's going to affect everybody coming into the winter season. I mean, are Democrats this politically tone deaf when we're already paying high prices and it's the summer and we're about to get into winter? I mean, do they just not care because climate change outweighs pragmatism for these people? Is that what it is?
They have a coalition that puts the money up their campaigns and provides the manpower that starts with trial lawyers, labor unions, big city political machines, the teachers unions, people who get government grants, people who get government subsidies. The solar industry, they love Democrats. Why? Because the solar industry wouldn't exist without government subsidies. They steal your money and they make the cost of solar seem to be lower because they hide the cost with the subsidy. Same thing with wind. They are acting completely rationally. It's just you aren't on their list of who they care about. and so while this seems pretty odd, this is pretty bad politics. Well, if you're pretty bad politics, but they're counting on all that lovely money for the labor unions. Remember that how much Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, $80 billion, all the money that union gives in PAC contributions, that the money that goes to political parties, it all goes to the Democrats. It all goes to the Democrats. If you have more unionized members of the IRS, you will have more money for Democrats. That's why they like to give them $80 billion for 87,000 new guys to audit you. They get part of the cash.
Yeah, I saw that Americans for Tax Reform tweeted out your organization. Obviously, Grover Norquist is with me. He's president of ATR. The IRS employee union gives 98.79% of its federal candidate spending to Democrats. And the IRS employee union gives 100% of its PAC funding to Democrats in the 2022 cycle. So, yeah, this is a giant gift to them. And I have to think to myself, too, I mean, when you run out of, as you put it, billionaires to audit, you got to turn around and go after the little guy. All these people, making money, selling stuff on Etsy, that's a real problem right there for them.
Yes, that's who they're going after. Now, Biden, in addition to lying that he wouldn't tax middle-income people, lower-income people, he said, well, we're going to audit rich people and big companies, okay? Well, there are 700 billionaires in the country, 700. There are 500 members of the Fortune 500 company, the large companies. The IRS has been saying from the beginning, from the get-go, that their plan is to increase audits by 1.2 million, okay? Now, 700 billionaires, 500 Fortune 500 major companies, and 1.2 million audits. Who is that going to be? That's you. That's people you know. And they say it's independent contractors, self-employed people. It is small businesses. That's who they think they can get money out of. And by the way, if you get a letter saying, we think you owe us an extra $2,000, you can go get a lawyer. You could let us come and audit you and take up your time. Or you could just send us the $2,000, stupid. They will be getting a lot of checks from people who didn't owe money, but they don't have the time. They're trying to run a business. They don't have time to sit and play accountant with a bunch of IRS agents.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, that's, rich people can afford tax lawyers. Rich people can afford accounting firms, whole firms who can help them in an audit. But most people, to your point, are just going to write the check and hand over the money, and they're going to be intimidated accordingly. And they don't have the ability to fight it. And, the IRS will get the money. And I think we see that as the strategy. Here's another question I have for you, Grover. Why does the IRS have so many guns and bullets? What the hell do they need all those guns and bullets for? If there's a problem, why don't they just call the local law enforcement or the FBI?
They should. There's no reason at all. They have 5 million rounds of ammunition. They have 4,600 guns. They have automatic weapons. They have machine guns. We put up on our website and we tweeted a number of the testimonies from the 1990s with small businessmen and women who had their businesses attacked by guys with machine guns coming to, you know, to do an audit, but they thought they'd have fun or something, or look like Kojak or whatever it is. And they were, you know, these people were terrified. All their employees were huddled into a room. They weren't allowed to get food and drink. They took their computers to, and for months, in order to go and find out what was going on in the company, they have to go to this room and, you know, use their own computer, which the IRS had. And look, the people who internally check what the IRS is doing, the inspectors general for the IRS, they pointed out when they walked through the IRS, they found stacks of papers, very private papers of ongoing examinations and criminal, criminal referrals, just everywhere. Okay, the kind of thing that you'd never allow if you were watching a crime movie. You know, they always have to keep that stuff in one place so nobody can tamper with it. And it was just in corners and piles. These people take your privacy and the seriousness of accusing you of something, and then go through your papers and just have them piled up in the corner. And this is from the inspectors general, or the equivalent of that for the IRS, found this. They haven't improved. They haven't fixed anything. They're going to get more money. Big thank you from the Democrats.
Grover, the prospect of government spending creates inflation. I mean, that's something Milton Friedman proved decades ago. Government spending leads to inflation, period. We're going to have more government spending today in this bill. So, yes, to the point of we're happy that they're finally recognizing inflation and that it's not transitory. At the same time, it seems to me not only are we going to get more taxes, but we're probably going to get more inflation as a result of the more government spending we're getting today.
Yes, we will. But again, they don't care. They have a political coalition which only exists to get money from other people and spend it on themselves. The teachers union wants cash. They want power. They want the ability to teach kids anything they want without parents having any say. So remember, you know, this is your parents are not in charge of your education. The teachers union is. And the Democrat who was running for governor in Virginia and lost said, they have a different view of the world. They see themselves as sort of an aristocracy. They're better and smarter than you and I are, and they will spend our money better than we would. We would waste it on, you know, kids and stuff. But they'll spend it on important things like, I don't know, make-believe power. And they need that cash. And so the fact that it leads to inflation, it's not that they don't care, except they don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And they this is going to go more to their special interest groups, and we're all paying the price. Grover Norquist, I appreciate all the great work you do at Americans for Tax Reform. We're grateful that you are still the nation's number one leading voice on fighting against taxes. So thanks so much for your time today. Definitely come back on the show.
Absolutely.
And let's see the impact of all of this.
Oh, dear. It's going to be bad.
All right, Grover. Thanks, buddy.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.